This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, facing the usual scarcity of indie new releases typically seen at this time of year, we are instead going to start 2026 off with some more of the greatest alt and indie rock guitar solos. Welcome to episode 220 of A Sonic Youth. A happy new year to all. Today's show is about the great leader, the supreme commander of rock and roll, the electric guitar. More specifically, the guitar solo in indie rock. Guitar solos aren't as prominent in indie rock, certainly not compared to the mainstream rock that came before it in the 70s and 80s. Certainly, the quote-unquote shredding prominent in that time period is often not seen in indie rock. But the guitar remains at the forefront of the sound, so here is a selection of the most immense guitar solos from across the wide world of indie rock. Opening the show was not an indie rock song, although it's a strong sonic forerunner. That was the underrated track The Reason by 60s oddity Thunderclap Newman. The band was designed by The Who's Pete Townshend and Kit Lambert to showcase the songwriting talents of roadie, chauffeur, and friend John Speedy Keen. They are, of course, most well known for Something in the Air, the heavenly soft rocker closing their one and only record, Hollywood Dream. Somewhat lost in the shadow of that track is The Reason, a song which lets 15-year-old guitarist Jimmy McCulloch, who would later join Paul McCartney's Wings, shine. It's a truly great guitar solo. But I digress, let's get into the world of indie rock. We cannot have a show dedicated to indie rock guitar solos without playing Dinosaur Jr., so I'm getting it done early. Dinosaur Jr. bandleader Jay Maskus is the Jimi Hendrix of alt rock, someone who has many imitators, but none that sound as monumental as him on a six string. There are so many Dinosaur Jr. guitar solos to pick from, both on studio records and live recordings, where they're often taken to yet another level. It often seems that the verse and chorus of a song are both just something Jay has to suffer through until he can get to the solo. There's the live staple for Get the Swan, the wah-wah fuzz chaos of Freak Scene, and the wild phasing of Little Fury Things. If you haven't heard those tracks before, then go and do that in about 20 minutes time. I'm going to go with an out-of-the-box selection, however. I will forever proclaim 2012's I Bet on Sky as the greatest Dinosaur Jr. record. I grew up on it, and perceive it as having the greatest balance between properly loud guitar work and the pop sensibilities which are ultimately a big part of what makes Dinosaur Jr. so great. There's a lot of great options on this record. The end of Watch the Corners is pretty insane, as is the solo in the Lou Barlow pen's Recognition, but I'm going with the epic album closer, See It on Your Side. You're listening to A Sonic Youth. This week's show is all about guitar solos, and that was Dinosaur Jr. with See It On Your Side. Next up, it's got to be a song from Drive-By Truckers. During their golden period, at least music-wise, in the early to mid-2000s, the Truckers were headed by the iconic three-pronged songwriting and guitar-playing geniuses of Patterson Hood, Mike Cooley, and Jason Isbell. On studio recordings, and especially live takes from the period, on the upbeat songs, the guys traded guitar solos like currency, frequently breaking out into solos between each verse or chorus of a song. While I don't think any other member has the guitar talent of Jason Isbell, his leaving the band in 2007 didn't mean an end to the guitar-led brilliance. Jay Gonzalez picked up where he left, and he and the Stroker Ace Cooley and Patterson remain a formidable three-guitar lineup when a song requires it. And one song that certainly requires it is the powerful expulsion of professional music-related stresses that is Hell No, I Ain't Happy. The Truckers, featuring Jason Isbell, recently played this track on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and it, especially the Isbell solo, was amazing. But I must say, the greatest performance of the song comes from the incredible 2015 live album, compiled from a three-night stand at San Francisco's The Fillmore, and named It's Great to Be Alive. At times, in this completely insane take, all three, Gonzalez, Cooley, and Patterson, are all soloing at the same time, one of the most immense pieces of guitar brotherhood I've ever heard. was Drive-By Truckers, with a live take of Hell No I Ain't Happy, from the live album It's Great To Be Alive. Next up, one of my very favourite songs of all time, Israel Nash's Rain Plans, from the album of the same name. What begins as a cosmic Americana epic slowly builds in tension and power till it breaks out into this immense guitar solo, made even more enthralling on this version from the Across the Water live album. Here's Rain Plans. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Israel Nash's Rain Plans. Finally, one of my favourite guitar songs ever, both in its soloing and the tremendous tone of its riffing. The original is legendary, one of the last songs a guitar genius wrote for one of the most famous bands of all time before he lost his mind. But, and I say this with some confidence, this cover is even greater than the original. It's the Entrance Band, with their cover of Peter Green's final Fleetwood Mac song, The Green Manalishi with the Two-Pronged Crown. This cover is from the 2012 tribute album, Just Tell Me What You Want, which opens with a cover of Albatross by Jay Maskus and Sonic Youth's Lee Ronaldo. The Entrance Band, who also do an awesome cover of Love's A House Is Not a Motel, is headed by Guy Blakesley, also featuring Derek James and bassist Paz Linchanton, formerly of Silver Jews and Pixies. Their best album, 09's The Entrance Band, is led by the epic heavy rocker Grim Reaper Blues, but their finest hour really did come on this Green Manalishi cover.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.